And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Do you ask candidates about their desired rate of pay? Hi, this is Doug Currier from VeralDana. Typical question asked of an applicant is desired salary rate or the applicant's current rate of pay. That information is often taken into account when establishing the compensation rate contained in the job offer. Now several states and cities are making it illegal to ask a candidate his or her salary history, Massachusetts and the city of New York being two examples. We know that historically women are paid less than men for doing the same work. There's also reason to believe that women are more likely to list a lower salary rate when asked, "What is your desired salary?" It follows that taking into account an applicant's salary history when establishing a new salary rate will just perpetuate the historically discriminatory pay practices. Employers often respond that the candidate's salary information is important because it helps to understand what it will take to get the desired candidate on board. Best practice is to not ask about a candidate's salary history or desired rate of pay. You really want your salary structure to be consistent in that sense. What applicants receive from their past employers arguably is not irrelevant. Even in jurisdictions where it is not illegal to ask the question, there is a growing risk of discrimination claims based on pay inequities, and including questions about pay history will only increase the burden of defending those claims. I encourage you to contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Law Group if you have a question about this or any other concern impacting your workplace.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.